Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Came across an article about people returning to work after all of this coronavirus stuff, and you know, we've had a resurgence of it, so maybe people won't be going back to work quite as quickly as they thought, but and we hope they will if that's what they want. But that does potentially create some trouble with having to do with pets. If you've been home with a pet for 3 or 4 months and then and they've become accustomed, and they probably love that you're home all the time, but then you're gonna have some separation issues there, I suppose.
Yeah, that was such a good article because it's so relevant right now. And a lot of people, we're seeing, I do a lot of pet rescue, but we're seeing a ton of adoptions. And, you know, at work, we're seeing a ton of new puppy and new kitten, you know, vaccines and things because people are home. And it makes sense. They're like, well, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, take this time to train a puppy or train a kitten while I'm home. But it's also a catch-22 because they're going to be establishing this routine like, hey, dude, I'm here every day. We wake up, we spend the day together, we go for a walk, and then, boom, one day they're going to go back to work and they're going to be gone for 40-plus hours, you know, and there could be some anxiety, you know, from that pet for sure.
So one of the recommendations is to slowly introduce the new workday routine if possible. It kind of work into that maybe several days ahead of time, I guess, to start to transition into what the new schedule is going to be like.
Yeah, and even more, you know, important, especially for puppies, because what happens with puppies and kittens early on is what they're going to assume life is going to be like forever. And so really, if you can initially even spend some separate time so they can gain some independence and some confidence alone, because, you know, they're pack animals, and then all of a sudden their pack disappears, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So early on, even just spend that time separate and teach them how to become competent being alone.
Mm-hmm. Talks about taking some short outings, go away for a short period of time and then leave a nice treat and so forth, and then come back soon and let them get the idea, I guess, that you are going to come back.
Yeah, exactly. Start out short, and then again, like you said, with the treat, is make everything positive when you leave, right? I mean, even though it's kind of like, oh, I shouldn't have to do that or whatever. I don't know what people's general thought is, but you really want to make that a positive experience. Like, okay, well, I get in my crate, or, you know, they're going to be leaving, but I have this, you know, bone I can chew, or every time they leave, I get this special treat that I get, you know, takes me 30 or 45 minutes to get all the kibble out of, or whatever. Just something to keep their mind engaged and some kind of positive reward where it's not just all negative when you leave the house.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary. Carrie is with the Greenville Animal Hospital, and we're talking about how to prepare pets for the idea that you're going to be going back to work if that is the case. And as we approach the fall, that may be more so the case. Talks about playing with them or exercising with them or having some kind of activity with them before you leave.
Oh, so important. I mean, we have a saying that a well-behaved dog or puppy is a tired dog. So, you know, get up. You can't just get up, let them go potty, get ready for work, and put them in a kennel and leave for 8 hours, right? Because they have this built-up, pent-up angst and energy that's just going to cause destructive behavior, you know, along with the separation issues. So if you can set your routine to really help them, you know, get all that energy out before you go. If they're tired and they sleep, then that's really going to help their anxiety for sure throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. And then we've already talked about treats, but long-lasting treats, things that don't go away after just a minute or two, and then puzzles and automatic feeders, things that keep them engaged.
Yeah, things that keep them engaged. And they make some really cool stuff now. Of course, we're like living in this technologically crazy world, but they make, you know, cameras where you can watch your pets and little cubes where you can have treats inside there, and you can, you know, from your phone, give them a treat, watch them while you're at work, and give them a treat throughout the day. So varying things up as well, you know, and having things they can look forward to throughout the day also will help a lot. There's one that I use, and it's a pet cube.
Yeah.
And so your pet can hear you through the pet cube, and you can talk to them. and you can actually put a little thing and like throw a treat out across the room, which is pretty funny, you know, because they're like, what is happening? You know, the problem with me, I can't use that because my dogs are like destructive monsters and they would figure out how to get every treat out immediately. So
no, that's an interesting idea. Create a safe place that they have a crate or whatever where they kind of go to feel secure.
Yeah, I'm huge into crate training, and I know some people are like, oh my gosh, I'm just putting them in a box. It's like they're in jail or something. But really, my dogs, I have, you know, four dogs that are crate trained, one that is a complete, you know, nut job with anxiety, so he's not in there. But they just file into their crates to get a little chew. And this time of year, honestly, if they're outside and they're exercising, that is a real treat for them to go into this nice air-conditioned area that's only theirs, with their, you know, treat or whatever. And that's their really safe, calm space where, you know they're not going to be disturbed, and it's their own area.
We're basically out of time, but the other thing is looking for signs of stress, whining, agitation, destructive behavior, and then the recommendation, obviously, talk to your veterinarian if you have some concerns.
Absolutely. Sometimes you need to have a little bit of chemical assistance there with some drugs just to help them get through it. So don't forget about that option, too.
At least in the short term. Yeah. All right. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Always enjoyable.
Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.